Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, as you know, we are in a time of waiting for a reporting from the Ruddock Freedom Review dealing with the issue of religious freedom. We know this affects every Australian, and very few commentators are optimistic that there'll be a master stroke that will ensure all the freedoms that we're accustomed to in Australia are kept intact. Freedom of conscience, freedom of association, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion are all interconnected. Some expert insight today with legal philosopher Dr. Augusto Zimmerman. Augusto Zimmerman is a former Law Reform Commissioner in Western Australia, former Director of Postgraduate Research at Murdoch University of Law. He's Professor of Law Adjunct with the University of Notre Dame, Australia, and President of the Western Australian Legal Theory Association. He's also Editor-in-Chief of the West Australian Jurist Law Journal and Professor in the Sheridan College Faculty of Business. A special welcome back to 2020 to you, Augusto Zimmerman.
Thanks, Neil. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Augusto, you have been called upon quite significantly just of recent months to talk through issues to do with our Constitution, to do with freedoms. How significant is this issue from a legal perspective that those freedoms may have been lost since the change in legislation and that they are under review right now?
Well, unfortunately, what happened is that there was a postponement of the idea of including exemptions to the marriage amendment bill. The amendment is not entirely protecting freedom of religion. There is a very minor protection when it comes to the celebration of weddings. But what I say is that this is much broader than this, and the Parliament should have considered the importance of protecting religious beliefs as a very essential element of communication in a democratic society, because these religions' opinions, they should be protected by what the High Court regards as being a very important element in the elaboration of the constitutional framework of this country, which is protecting freedom of political communication. I have explained that most of these religious issues are not entirely connected with religious matters per se, or exclusively. They are actually matters that affect government as a whole. So free exercise of religion should encompass, in this sense, communication that is protected by the Australian Constitution. And I have explained how it is already acknowledged by the High Court in previous decisions.
Augusto, let me pick up on something you mentioned, the idea of the freedom of political communication. If we take that on its own and talk about that as a significant freedom, if you, in fact, are pushed into a corner and cannot express a political opinion, are you seeing then the rise in our nation of authoritarianism, which is very imbalanced? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly this would undermine the spirit of the Constitution in this country, because the communication of religious values and beliefs is essential to the exercise of religious freedom. And this communication involves matters that are not regarded exclusively as religious ones. For instance, like they can be political opinions, perspectives, and even philosophies and practices that are based on a religious worldview. And if you take into account what other professors have mentioned in previous articles they have published, I can refer, for instance, to Professor Stone, Adrienne Stone at the Melbourne Law School. She wrote an article a couple of years ago saying that political opinions and perspectives are normally interconnected with religious opinions. And for instance, there is a professor in Queensland called Nicola Zaroni, who happens to be on the religious freedom panel. He wrote a couple of years ago a paper explaining that religion and religious practices are normally tied up with political perspectives, philosophies, and practices. If that is so, what I say, and I have explained this before, is that political opinion based on a religious worldview or a Christian perspective should receive the same sort of protection under the implied freedom of political communication that a person who is not a believer, or perhaps he is a secular person, has currently in place. That is the protection afforded by the implied freedom of political communication. And if you go back in time, you see decisions of the High Court actually acknowledging that religious beliefs have a political nature and character. So they should be protected by the Constitution.
And so when we talk about the risks, if the Ruddock Freedom Review doesn't come up with workable recommendations, what we lose is freedom of political communication.
Absolutely.
That is, I would suspect, very, very serious. But people are looking at the idea of religious freedom, and a lot of people are very happy to see that limited, but they've perhaps not seen some of the ramifications that come with that.
Absolutely, because it's very reasonable, in my opinion, to consider that political communication can sometimes have strong, very strong, I would say, religious perspective. And if that is so, political communication then informed by this religious worldview should not be restricted by the law.
Augusto, when we talk about other nations and how Australia might compare to other nations, whether they are currently dealing with these issues or whether there are issues to do with freedoms historically, is this something that we ought to be comparing? Is this something we ought to be concerned about?
I think we should be very concerned about, and exemptions are not necessarily a very good guarantee. You have to consider that religious freedom is protected by international law. And as a matter of fact, Australia has committed itself to certain principles and even written law derived from international human rights legislation, promising not only the Australian people, but the international community as a whole, that religious freedom is something to be considered of an essential order in this country. So protection of religious speech and religious freedom is not only afforded by the Australian Constitution, as I can easily demonstrate as a constitutional lawyer, but any international lawyer would be able to say that any law affecting religious freedom and the right of people to express their religious beliefs and live according to these beliefs constitute a violation of international law as well.
Augusto, do we need to change the way we use the language of freedom? Because as you talk about political freedom of communication, that somehow or other seems to strike a chord with what all Australians will be concerned about, rather than just talking about religious freedom.
I think we should, because we have to take into account that what is at stake at this moment is not just the protection of religious freedom, but the protection of religious freedom and other fundamental rights, including parental rights. By the way, in this country, parental rights is normally not entirely respected. We have, for instance, this push for the introduction of the Safe Schools program, and religious individuals, even religious organizations, should be having the right to decide on the sort of curriculum they want to establish in their institutions. That's the right to choose, because people talk about the right to discriminate. But as a matter of fact, a freedom of association, generally speaking, implies necessarily the freedom to not discriminate, because I don't think it's a good word, but the right to choose. People have the right to choose on the basis of their core values and principles. This is a fundamental aspect of the basic right to freedom of association, being religious or not.
Augusto, this expert panel has been instructed by the Commonwealth Government to consider the intersection between the enjoyment of the freedom of religion and other human rights. Does it mean that there will be winners and losers? This is not a win-win issue here, is it? Someone will be disappointed with the outcomes that the expert panel will recommend?
Well, look, I have the impression that this debate has been, I wouldn't say hijacked, but highly politicized. I think what we have to take into account is that it's very essential that the rights of people are not undermined. So I don't think that anything can excuse undermining the rights of some people in order to advance the supposed rights of others. What I believe is that without due protection to freedom of conscience, without laws that can in a certain way protect the fundamental rights even of people who might belong to a minority group, we are actually compromising the spirit of the constitution of this country and also undermining our democratic rights and freedoms.
Well, legal philosopher Dr. Augusto Zimmermann, who is a former Law Reform Commissioner in Western Australia, also Editor-in-Chief of the West Australian Jurist Law Journal and Professor in the Sheridan College Faculty of Business. Augusto Zimmermann, important insights, and no doubt we'll catch up again before too long. Thank you so much for joining us today on 2020.
Thanks, Neil. It's a great pleasure.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.